Over the weekend, Michigan Republicans chose a new member of the Republican National Committee to take the seat vacated when Terry Lynn Land stepped down to run for Carl Levin's Senate seat. The new member is someone with quite a Michigan political pedigree. Ronna Romney McDaniel is Mitt Romney's niece and, of course, the granddaughter of Michigan's 43rd governor, George Romney. Just what does her election mean for Michigan's profile on the Republican National Committee? We're joined now by Michigan Public Radio Network Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Cindy. Happy President's Day.
That's right. Happy President's Day indeed. And apart from her celebrated uncle who wanted to be president and her grandfather who also wanted to be president, tell us just who is Ronna Romney McDaniel.
Well, actually, she is, as you pointed out, a member of the Romney family, which has a long political history in Michigan. And she kind of emerged as an interesting character during the presidential campaign when she took on a semi-prominent role in the state in her uncle's presidential campaign. And she turned out to, be pretty articulate, have some charisma. And so Republican officials were kind of looking for something for her to do, to, put her out there in the public eye a little bit more. And this seemed like the opportunity. We should also point out that her mother, Ronna Romney, who at the time was married to Scott Romney, was a Republican National Committee woman.
I remember
and
that.
One who at one point in her career fended off a challenge from the same Terry Land, who is now running for the Senate.
Okay. And she got up there and in her victory speech, Ronna Romney McDaniel talked about the need for party unity. Tell us more of what she said and were they listening?
This is obviously a veiled reference to the Dave Ajima controversies,
yes.
The anti-gay, anti-Muslim National Committee man. Every state has three members of the Republican National Committee, a committee man, a committee woman, and the state party chair. It's been that way since the 1920s. And Mr. Ajima, former state lawmaker, sort of has a history of expressing his views in a rather incendiary fashion. Both in his speeches and in various social media postings. And the idea here was that, there were a couple of Tea Party Republicans who were also vying for the position. And Ronna Romney was considered kind of a safe establishment choice and maybe someone who would just tamp down some of that controversy and try to, one, bind the wounds of the party and also have a presence that's more publicly comfortable than what we've seen coming out of Mr. Ajima of late. Although we should point out that this meeting of the state Republican Party Executive Committee that selected Ms. Romney McDaniel to be on the National Committee wasn't an entirely comfortable affair, that there were censure resolutions percolating against both Mr. Ajima for the things that he've said and also against Bobby Shostak, the current state Republican Party chair, for not being accommodating enough of Tea Party views. And so, the Michigan Republican Party is still, rent with a bit of, division and controversy right now. And party leaders are hoping that maybe the selection of Ronna Romney McDaniel will be a step toward getting off that path.
I noted headlines on this weekend in both the Detroit News and the Detroit Free Press stories about how Terry Lynn Land, who, of course, stepped down from the RNC to run for Carl Levin's Senate seat, her campaign has been building ahead of steam. I mean, she was behind, but she's basically now seen as neck and neck with Democrat Gary Peters, which I guess must have been a topic of interest to the folks who were gathered there Saturday.
Well, it's really the reason why she stepped down, that, up until now, she'd said that, for the time being, at least after the primary, that she could comfortably serve in both the National Committee woman position as well as being a candidate for the U.S. Senate. But the association with Mr. Ajima was just, also on the RNC, was just becoming a bit too problematic, a bit too much of a hot seat. And so the decision was made that probably it would be better for a campaign that's turning out to be pretty darn credible at this juncture.
Rick, why do people think that is turning into a pretty darn credible campaign?
Well, the conventional wisdom in Michigan is that for these federal seats, at least, Democrats have a pretty substantial built-in advantage. And as it turns out, with, you know, early fundraising and early poll raising, that Terry Lynn Land is turning out to, you know, seem like a pretty credible candidate for the seat. I mean, we should point out that the polling is still early, and
sure,
there's a lot, you know, that can happen. But, you know, you work with what you know right now.
Now, and as Republicans gathered, and besides choosing their new committee member, Ron McDaniel, what kind of strategy was talked about looking ahead to this fall? What are Republicans saying they need to do to prove that they are not paralyzed by the intra-party divisions? And as you said, some of that was rearing its head as they were together on Saturday.
Well, I think the number one thing that they have to do, and this was acknowledged, is, you know, get past this, controversy that it wasn't stated outright, but, you know, Mr. Ajima needs to remain quiet, or at least express his views in, you know, in less of a, you know, missile launch fashion, and, you know, really focus on securing the base in order to be competitive, you know, going into the summer and the November election.
Michigan Public Radio Network Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. As always, a pleasure. Thank you, Rick.
My pleasure as well, Cindy.